In our previous shiur, we began by quoting the words of the Gemara, which said, "Arucha b'kol v'shmura." Im arucha b'remach ivarim shelcha. If the Torah involves all your remach ivarim, mishtameres, you will be successful in your learning. V'mlav, otherwise, any mishtameres, you will not be successful. And the Meiri has a very interesting explanation to this Gemara. He says that not only must a person articulate the words of Torah that he's learning, but he says a person has to actually raise his voice as he says the Divrei Torah. He says, as we say in Tehillim, as we say in Nishmas, Kol Atzmoisai Tamarna. My entire being has to be involved in the Limud HaTorah. And that's why I saw that the Mefarshim quote the Zohar that says that the minig in Klal Yisrael is that when we learn Torah, we shake. And the Mefarshim ask, why do we have this minig that we shake when we learn Torah? So I did see a very interesting explanation from the Kuzri. The Kuzri says that unlike in our times, in earlier times of our history, getting Sfarim was actually quite difficult. And they got accustomed to sharing Sfarim that they learned. And when you share a Sefer, when a number of people are looking at a Sefer together at the same time, there's going to be a little pushing, even if it's not meant in a bad way. And that's how they got accustomed to moving around when they learned. Another explanation that the Machzeh Vitri says, that we know that the Pasuk says, by Kabbalas HaTorah, V'yar ha'om v'yinuhu, that the entire world shook. Not just people, but even the mountains and the trees all shook at Kabbalas HaTorah. So therefore, that became part of our DNA, that when we learn Torah, we v'yinuhu, we tremble in awe from when we learn Torah. But there are many Rishonim that explain based on our Gemara. That our Gemara is saying, Aruch hi ushmura, that if we want to succeed in learning, as we just quoted the words of the Meiri, success in learning requires that our entire being be involved in that learning. And therefore, how does our entire being get involved in learning? By shaking our entire body in that learning. In fact, the Bnei Yisachar in a Sefer Agra V'Kala says that when somebody indeed gets so involved in his learning, he's zoicha to be mechadish chedushei Torah. He says that just, and the explanation he gives is just like when somebody applies himself when he learns, when he does a job. The more you apply yourself, the more likely you are to succeed in your learning. Similarly, when somebody is involved in learning Torah out loud and he shakes and his entire essence is involved in that learning, he's most likely to be successful in that learning. And the Avni Nezer would say that the reason we sometimes find, and of course, I'm just repeating what I saw that the Avni says, Neza says, sometimes you have people that learn Torah and they don't succeed, and we don't see that they have such a great, successful life. And it would seem, if as we're learning, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that the mitzvah of learning is so great, shouldn't these people have more success in their lives if they're learning Torah? So to use his words, he says, if somebody approaches the Gemara like he's about to go to sleep. That isn't the way Torah is supposed to be learned. But if, says the Avdi Nezer, somebody learns with his entire being, with a geschmack, and he gets completely into it, so to read the words of the Avdi Nezer, and the Orer B'Dover, says the Avdi Nezer, the great Avdi Nezer, I am a guarantor, any Jew who learns Torah this way, I guarantee him that he'll be successful in his panosa and he'll have all the bracha. Furthermore, so the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes in a letter that somebody who learns Torah out loud and again gets completely involved in his learning, he says, I guarantee that it's a segula in the flaw, it's a great segula, that he will understand what he's learning. Furthermore, as we discuss this halacha of learning Torah out loud, we know that the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Hayim, Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalid speak about the important mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. We know that the Gemara Masecht in the Dorim says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't learn Torah, they didn't make Birkas HaTorah. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Paskins, HaKoyse B'Divrei Torah, if somebody writes Divrei Torah, Apish Ein HaKoyra, even though he's not verbalizing those words, Tzarech Levarech, he has to make Birkas HaTorah. Of course, the Mishnah Berura says that if somebody is writing Divrei Torah, because that's his livelihood, he's a cipher, and for a livelihood, he writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, says the Mishnah Berura, such an individual doesn't make Birkas HaTorah, even according to this opinion cited in the Shulchan Aruch, that just for writing Torah, you have to make Birkas HaTorah. But then, the Mishnah Berura, the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Dalet, Hamahar b'divrei Torah, if somebody just thinks divrei Torah, ain't a tzarech levarach. You don't make Birkas HaTorah. Why? And it's very much in line with what we're learning in our Gemara. Because our Gemara is teaching us that Torah is learned by saying the words. And if you're just a mahar b'divrei Torah, that's not considered that you're learning, that you learn Torah. The Mishnah Berura and all the Paiskim quote the opinion of the Gra, and the Gra is of the opinion that you do make Birkas HaTorah for just being Maharur, just for thinking Divrei Torah. The Gra says, V'chi leka mitzvah behirur, is there no mitzvah just in thinking Divrei Torah? V'loi nemar v'gisaba yomim v'layla, just for v'gisaba learning. So we've learned two interesting halachas. One halacha is that if somebody writes Divrei Torah, he is mechuyev in Birkas HaTorah. But if somebody just thinks Divrei Torah, he doesn't make Birkas HaTorah, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Aleph immediately asks, why, if we're saying, as we're explaining, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, you have to actually verbalize the words, so then ask the Magen Avraham, so then HaKosev Divrei Torah should also not be Mechuyiv in Birkas HaTorah. You didn't verbalize the words. So one pshat that I saw is that as we're learning, as we just explained, when one, why is it so important to verbalize the words of Torah that we learn? The reason it's so important to verbalize those words is because that's how we're going to remember what we learn. Therefore, say the Mefarshim, when you write, you also, that is a memory aid. So a Torah that you're going to remember, for such a Torah, you make Birkas HaTorah. But for a Torah that you don't, that you're not going to remember, you don't make Birkas HaTorah. So if you verbalize the words, or you write the words, so then you're likely to remember what you're learning. make Birchas HaTorah. Otherwise, you don't make Birchas HaTorah. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan explains, and this is other Mefarshim I saw give this explanation as well. So here we have a very fundamental machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah here tells us that we have to be concerned about the Gra, and therefore he says that if somebody is going to be Maharer Divrei Torah, he's not going to verbalize the words, he should at least say some words of Torah, so say at least some word of Torah that you should know that you make the Birchas HaTorah, because maybe the Gra is right. Because the Gra is actually asking a very strong question. The Pasuk says, V'gisa b'yoyim v'layla. So how could one say, V'gisa means that you'll think, V'gisa b'yoyim, you should think about Torah, yoyim v'layla. So how could one suggest that you're not mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah only when you verbalize the words? So the Mefarshim explain that everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah of Hagisa by Yom V'Layla. And certainly, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Hagisa by Yom V'Layla just by thinking Divrei Torah. But there's another element to learning Torah, and that is verbalizing the words, articulating the words, as our Gemara is teaching us. So of course, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hagisa by Yom V'Layla, or I saw that the Reim says there's another mitzvah of Samtem Stavara Eila Alavavchem. Certainly to be mekayim those mitzvahs, we're mekayim those mitzvahs just with hearer. But the optimal mitzvah is by expressing the words of Torah, and the bracha, we're only mekayim, and the bracha, you're mekayim, you only make when you do it in the optimal fashion, when you articulate the words. I did see that the Klausenberger Rebbe in the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv says that even according to the Gra, if one just thinks of a Dvar Torah, he isn't really learning. Just a Dvar Torah falls into his head, even the Gra would consider that not in the category of Hira B'Divrei Torah, and would not be obligated such an individual to make Birchas HaTorah. I also saw that there are those that quote some cipher that says that if somebody wants to be Maharer B'Divrei Torah, he should also be Maharer the Birchas HaTorah. They want to suggest that they travel together. So just like you be Maharer the Divrei Torah, you should also be Maharer the Birchas HaTorah. Many Paiskim take issues with this. The Birchas Yitzchak in Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf, says you're only going to ask for trouble taking this approach, because now you're indeed only being Mahara B'Divrei Torah and you're being Mahara the Birchas HaTorah. But ultimately, every Jew is supposed to learn every day. And if you're going to learn every day, if you're going to learn, so now what? If maybe you were Yoytz the Birchas HaTorah with the hearer, and if you were Yoytz the Birchas HaTorah with the hearer, so now you're going to be making a Brachah Levatala. On the other hand, maybe you weren't Yoytz the Birchas HaTorah, and as we said a few moments ago, how critical it is to make Birchas HaTorah before we learn. Furthermore, I saw that Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer Chelek Dalid Simen Ches in Sifkotin Yud Zayin in Sifkotin Yud Ches tries to explain and analyze the opinion of the Gra, and he suggests that even the Gra, who says that hearer is kedibur, and that just thinking Divrei Torah is considered that you're learning, doesn't mean that it should be considered full-fledged learning. He discusses an interesting shaila. He says, let's say somebody's in the middle of davening, and he's right before Shemon Esrei, and the tzibur hasn't yet gotten up to Shemon Esrei. So and we know that the daven Shemon Esrei, we have to wait for the entire tzibur to begin davening Shemon Esrei together. So the person doesn't just want to stand there doing nothing. So as a good Jew is supposed to do, he's maharu. He thinks Divrei Torah. So he says, if according to the Gra, Hiru b'divrei Torah is considered like Limud, so he asks, why shouldn't that be considered a Hefsek? So he says, even the Gra that considers Hiru in the category of Limud HaTorah, and it, therefore one has to make Birchas HaTorah before he's Meharu b'divrei Torah, the Gra certainly agrees that that is not going to be considered a Hefsek. Furthermore, I saw that the Paiskim say, and we read this when we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch Rav earlier in our shir, agree that if somebody is Shemeya Divrei Torah, if somebody hears the words of Torah, that is like Shemei Ka'ina, and you certainly fulfill the full-fledged mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore certainly if somebody's going to hear a shir, he, even though he's not going to be saying anything, he's just going to be listening, that is considered learning. And before you hear Divrei Torah, you have to make a Birchas HaTorah. And I saw that not only if you hear Divrei Torah for somebody who's mechuyev and learning, but even if you hear Divrei Torah from somebody that's not mechuyev in learning, you're still mechuyev to a woman or a child. The Paiskim, as I said, the Halicha Shleima, and other Paiskim explain that that is considered a full-fledged learning for which you have to make a Birchas HaTorah. And the explanation that the Paiskim give is very much in line with what we've been discussing in our shir. Because the Paiskim say that the reason we don't make Birchas HaTorah when we're only Mahara, when we only think Divrei Torah, is because that's not the optimal way of learning, because it's not a way that you're really going to remember what you're learning. But, explain the Paiskim, if you're going to hear Divrei Torah, or as we said earlier, write Divrei Torah, such an individual is likely to remember his learning, and therefore it's considered an optimal way of learning. And since it's considered an optimal way of learning, one makes Birchas HaTorah for such Limud HaTorah. But I do have to indicate that I saw from the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Zayin Simen Reish Chaf Dalet that if somebody is learning out loud, and by learning out loud he disturbs other people from being able to sleep or from being able to concentrate, he should not learn that way. You should not learn, even though it's so important to learn Torah out loud, as we've been discussing this shiurim, never at the expense of someone else's comfort. Your Torah, you have to think about somebody else. And the Pele Yoyitz, to conclude this shiurim, says, Hakol Kol Yaakov, the Kol, the voice of Klal Yisrael, as it rises up in clear discussion of Divrei Torah, Mesameach Elokim, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys. And it continues, the Kamashogu Oysim Haloimdim, how mistaken are those individuals who learn the Gimgum, that they learn so quietly. They just look into a sefer. The kolam lo yishama, and their voices are not to be heard. Ma'avdim toiva harbe, they lose out so much good. And he says, v'reiz adoim, it's similar to somebody who can earn thousands of dollars and he sells for so much less. And he goes on to say, even if a person says, I don't care about the schar that I'm getting, but don't we care, aren't we here in the world to bring enjoyment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that wants us to learn out loud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting what and waiting to hear our learning. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and waiting for our learning, so don't we want to bring that pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should hear our Divrei Torah? And furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain, as we said earlier, Ki Chaim Heim L'Maitziyehem, Torah that's learned L'Maitziyehem, Torah that's learned by individuals who articulate the Divrei Torah that they say. Chaim, bring life. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Mefarshim. We know that the Gemara says, Gozer al ames shetishtakech min alef. Something that's dead is forgotten. Something that's alive is never forgotten. Ki chaim heim l'motziyayim. Divrei Torah that are learned by speaking them out are called Divrei Torah that are chayim, are called living Torah. And living Torah is never forgotten. So if we want to remember, we spend so much time and effort on learning, and we want to succeed and remember our learning, so we should say the Torah, we should articulate those words, that Torah will be a Torah's chayim that will never be forgotten, as our Gemara just taught us, Psach pumech kori, psach pumitayim kiheche de tkayim bach, if we learn Torah this way, we will remember our Torah, and moreover, the Torah Chaya will be Zoicha Tarichas Yamin.